Welcome, and thanks for joining us for today's message from the archives of Pastor Tony Alamo, presented by Help from Christ Ministries. If today's message inspires or encourages you, please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or helpfromchristministries@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hi again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 51. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape. Both of them are free, including the postage and handling. We're at part 7 of Another Pearl Harbor. This is a piece of literature that the Lord gave me a few years ago. Right now, though, let's go up to the throne of the Lord to ask Him to anoint outwardly this service. Father, anoint outwardly this service. Let everything that I say be from the throne of God. Lord, that the church will be edified and strengthened, and that many millions of souls will be saved. Lord, we ask it in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everyone says amen.
Amen.
Okay, let's go with part 7 of Another Pearl Harbor.
Do you prefer the freedom that we once had under the U.S. Constitution, which was based on the Bible? Christ died to set us free from the bondage of Satan so that we might exodus as he did into heaven. The devil's time is so short that he's getting sloppy. When people are deceived by the devil, we really need to pray for them because God is able to break through their darkness and save their souls. F.T. Saucy, a historical expert on Roman Catholicism, stated, "Because Catholicism reeked of treason with its implicit obedience to the papal mitre, over the British crown, most of colonial America denied Catholics the right to vote, to hold public office, to own property, or even to worship in their customary forms." According to the San Francisco Examiner, attorney Stanley Hilton sued the United States government because the Vaticanites who have infiltrated our government have opened its doors wide to other Roman Catholic Nazis. The result is that the Vatican now controls everything in the United States, except for the true members of Christ's true church. They cannot control us. This is why they want to kill or imprison us. The Bible said that Rome would control the world just before Christ smashed it to pieces with his plagues. The world belongs to God in Christ, and he's about to return.
Not the world, the earth belongs to God in Christ. The world is a system, it's a satanic system, but he owns it enough to smash it. And Satan cannot smash him. Okay, then what?
He's about to return to possess it. He is terrible to the kings of the earth. Psalm 76, verse 12. According to the Washington Post's January 19, 2002 issue, page A2, President Bush's top political advisor said today that Republicans will make the president's handling of the war on terrorism the centerpiece of their strategy to win back the Senate and keep control of the White House in this year's midterm elections. The New York Times is saying it, and the Washington Post. Who are we to believe? I can tell you who we are to believe. Believe God. We are not to trust these weasels. All I know is that the news media and the government said plenty of false things about myself and my church, which they expounded on in the media for years. So it's impossible for me to believe the media and the government. If the people of nations are anti-war, the Roman Catholic heads of nations give them reasons for war. Some recent examples include the burning of the Reichstag building in Germany, the bombing of Pearl Harbor, and flying a couple of planes into the World Trade Center.
More like rockets. Then what else?
These things and more have been exposed in thousands of books, such as the well-researched books of Saucy, Joseph, and others, too numerous to footnote. More than this, God has everything recorded in heaven. Remember, God is terrible to the wicked kings of the earth, Psalm 76, verse 12, and terrible in his doing toward the wicked children of men, Psalm 66, verse 5. The Pope tells all the leaders of the nations that he will give them money from the many banks the Vatican controls, under the condition that the different armies of the world, especially ours, will give their allegiance to him and do what he says. The leaders of nations, none of which have any remarkable brain power, are frightened by this false god and his lies. The Vatican told us in World War II that the Germans were going to get us if we didn't go to war. The Germans didn't want war, and neither did we. So the leaders of our nation and the other nations planned an attack on Pearl Harbor by the Pope's orders, and FDR approved it to get the people of our nation behind the war. They knew that if they bombed Pearl Harbor, the people of the United States would go to war.
Right. FDR was a very good friend of Cardinal Spellman and other cardinals, and he was visited frequently by them and did what the Pope was telling him to do. All right, then what?
Hitler knew that Germany would go to war when their parliament building was burned. Hitler, Göring, and the others in the Nazi Party had the Reichstag burned, or 9/11, by the Nazi Party. F.T. Saucy stated, "With Pearl Harbor, Hiroshima, and Nagasaki, World War II established the United Nations." Elder President Bush's Persian Gulf War, like the war on terrorism of his son, President George W. Bush, beckoned all nations to marry Americans with Rome at gunpoint and together bring the whole world under the increasingly dynamic rule of the Roman Pontiff. This most recent reordering, the subject of what I'm writing here, can conveniently be traced to the Elder Bush's first act as president, which was the uttering of a prayer. On the day of his inauguration, January 20, 1989, George H.W. Bush was a virtual Roman Catholic due to his confirmation into a church, the Protestant Episcopal Church in the United States, which indeed is united with Roman Catholicism and the Pope. This is a church whose first bishop was ordained in 1784 in Aberdeen, Scotland, by three bishops who notoriously declared allegiance to the Roman Pontiff. Most of his adult life, G.H.W. Bush had been a member and for a while the director of the Central Intelligence Agency, CIA, an organization founded in 1947 by William J. Wild Bill Donovan for the purpose of providing special means to ensure Vatican influence over the secular world. This was subsidized by American taxpayers. Donovan was a devout Roman Catholic, decorated in July 1944 by Pope Pius XII with the Grand Cross of the Order of St. Sylvester.
Just a regular priest in a Catholic church don't realize all these things. I was sitting under a tree, an olive tree in Israel, with a Catholic priest, that we were really friendly with each other. And I was telling him some of the things that the Vatican does and the cult that he was in was doing. He says, "God, I have no knowledge of these things." And so I proved it to him, and he left the church. I showed him all kinds of documents, and he said, "I didn't know that." So the actual laity of the Vatican and the Roman Catholic cult, they don't really know these things, and there are a lot of real nice people there, and that's why I preach the gospel to them, so that their souls can be saved. Catholicism, Mormonism, Mohammedism, and all the other isms cannot save your soul. Only Christ can save your soul. You must come to Him and ask Him to enter your heart and wash all your filthy sins away and have faith that He will hear you and answer you and will wash you clean from all your filthy sins and enter into you. Christ will enter into you by the Spirit with the Father. And you'll feel the power of God, which they call the grace of God, the power of God, enter you, and you will be a saved new person. And you'll be able, it doesn't make any difference how many wicked things you've done, and I'm talking to you government people too, the Lord will save your soul. And we'd love to see you saved. I mean, there wouldn't be anything that would please me more than to see George Bush saved. I mean, that would be so wonderful, you know? I used to run around with a guy that looked and acted just like him in Houston, Texas. He was the dean of Rice University. And before I was saved, we'd hit the beer joints and sing songs together and just kind of run around together. When I was with the American Hell Studios in silhouette figure form as the executive vice president. And so, I mean, I really like that guy, and he reminds me very much of Bush. And I'd really love to see you saved, George, for sure. All right. And also your whole family. If ever there was somebody to be saved, it was me. And I believe you need saving very much. Even as much as I did. I was no prince before I was saved. Okay, then what?
Donovan was decorated with the Vatican's highest award for a lifetime of public and secret service to the Roman Catholic Church. It is said, and I can only speculate, Saucy continues, that Mr. Bush was also a 33rd degree Freemason and a member as well of Propaganda Jewe P2, the shadowy Masonesque society made up of leading French, German, Italian, and American business, political, and media leaders, which are dedicated to the Roman Church militant. They have put all the blame for the abominations in the world which they are committing on the Russians, the commies, the Germans, the Japanese, China, Korea, Vietnam, Iran, Iraq, the Muslims, the United States, Tony Alamo, Jim Jones, David Koresh, and anyone else they can build up to appear frightening. This they do through their mouth, the media. Who can be blamed for carrying out all these abominations except Rome and her puppets? God said she's, quote, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth, unquote. Do you want to believe God or them? In the mid-1960s, Rome's cult, the government, and the media were saying God is dead. This really ticked me off. Almost 40 years ago, I, due to my first supernatural experience...
Oh, no, it's 41 years ago. Okay, then what?
...knew that God was not dead. Almost all of his prophecies have come to pass. The ones who said God is dead are the ones who are dead in their sins and trespasses.
And many of them have died since in these last 41 years. Many of them. And I've ministered to Ronald Reagan. I've ministered to all the presidents of the United States. I've ministered to Clinton. Many people. Many former presidents and congressmen and senators. Probably every single one of them since I've been saved. Then what else?
Sue and I waged war against the devil by preaching the gospel. Many false prophets have risen up, but we are the ones God used to generate the worldwide revival that you see today. Sadly, it is not what it should be. God is using me to work on it. The popes of Rome and their pagan religion have always said that they are God himself here on earth.
Right. There's a great falling away from the church today, and the Apostle Paul in the second chapter of the book of 2 Thessalonians stated, don't believe that Jesus is coming back to earth again soon until you see the great falling away of the church. Well, that's happened now. And when you see Satan entering the temple of God and saying that he is God, know then that it's the time for the Lord to come back to earth again. What's happening is the great falling away, and Satan has entered the temple of God. The people that were once saved are the temple of God. All these people that I read to you, their names at the beginning of this service, were once saved. And then Satan entered into them. Judas was once saved. He was sent out with the other 11 disciples and was laying hands on people. They were being healed. He was casting out devils. And then the Bible states that Satan entered into him. And then this devil drove him to tell where Jesus was and to sell him for 30 pieces of silver, sell him down the throat for money. And that's exactly what these people are doing today. They're selling the saints of God out for filthy lucre, filthy money. And you just see it more and more all the time. Then what?
They refuse to give honor to God. They refuse to keep God's law.
So it's a falling away from the Lord. And now Satan has entered into them and they're saying, hey, false doctrine is the right doctrine. Anyone that's preaching the truth of God, they don't have any love of God because they're saying that God drowned the world and God would never do anything like that. And they're saying that God barbecued Sodom and Gomorrah and God would never do anything. And God's going to burn the world and going to send us to hell. God would never do anything like that. That's the same thing Satan said to Eve. Thou shalt not surely die. God will not kill you. He's lying to you. No, you people are believing the same lie that Eve did. You say you're going to get off the hook because you were deceived. That's impossible. Eve never got off the hook. She had to die. Thou shalt not surely die. But she did die. And if she hadn't repented, there's no way that she could enter the kingdom of heaven. So, I have the writings of Adam and Eve. They were far more intelligent than the people today because Adam named every animal, named every creature on the face of this earth. He was highly intelligent. We're still using those names today. And he even named his wife Eve because she was the mother of all people. So don't let anybody tell you that there were other people. No, all humanity came through Adam and Eve. Those are the only two. and people multiplied there. The Bible states that when people come to the age of puberty, they can marry. And puberty is when they reach the age of when they can have children. And that's when a woman reaches her cycle, and many of them reach their cycle at 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. And if they don't reach it until 18, well, they shouldn't get married until then. But once they can have children, they got married back then, and they still do today. Many people get married to this day whenever their parents give consent at the age of 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, whatever. And they do. And they have children, and they're able to have grandchildren and great-grandchildren and see them before they die. But this doctrine, when Satan enters into them, they're saying false doctrine is true. That means they're saying Satan is true. Then God sends them strong delusion and makes them to believe a lie that they're okay. A-O-K. They're just fine. That their souls might be damned because what they did is turn their back on God. Did you ever know that when you open the Bible, you're looking at God? God, the Bible says, is the Word. His Word, the Bible. Jesus, the Bible says, is the Word of God because it says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And so it also states in the book of Revelation that Jesus is the Word of God, that on his thigh is written his name, the Word of God. And so in order to believe God and be saved, you must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the whole Word of God. Believe on the whole Word of God and thou shalt be saved. But if you believe some parts of the Word and not others, if you believe false doctrine, then you've fallen away from the Lord and you've let Satan enter into you and say that he is God. So the temple that this satanic, this devil is entering into is you. Know you not that you're the temple of God, that you're not your own? You have to believe the Word of God. You are the temple of God. There's not going to be any temple of God built by the hands of man that's going to be the temple of God. That's Old Testament. Now we become the temple of God where he lives, and he is our temple. So now we know that we're living in the very last hours of time before the Lord is coming back to earth again. And Paul said, don't worry about it until that happens. It's happened. And so we're living in just a few minutes before the Lord comes back to earth again. And so you better repent before it's too late. And not only that, you might go out to meet the Lord before he comes back. God could pull the breath right out of your body right now, or late this evening when you're laying asleep. Send the angel of death, the king of terrors, to your bedroom or wherever you sleep. And just yank the soul out of you, yank you up through the clouds, up before the throne of God, and then sling your soul down into hell if you don't repent. So repent now. Ask the Lord to enter your heart and wash you clean with his blood. And let him give you the power and strength to be more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus, and to give you joy and happiness and fulfillment and peace right here on earth where there is no peace. Okay, now what else?
The popes of Rome and their pagan religion refuse to obey the laws of any country. And they not only refuse to answer to anyone on earth, they even refuse to answer to God Almighty himself. They refuse to obey any of our laws, and they refuse to answer to anyone on earth, whether they are a king, a president, a member of law enforcement, or anyone else. This is the same as saying they can do anything they please, including committing any crime they please, and still not have to stand trial in this world for it. This is the real mafia, no doubt about it. Every leader of every country in the world is under Rome's control. This includes the President of the United States of America. This has been the case for centuries. They have pronounced the Pope, and now his puppets, immune from all prosecution. Heads of state are the gods of the pagan idol worshippers. The Pope has given them the power to punish anyone who may oppose the wars they wage, or any other heinous crimes the Pope has them commit. Jesus, who created everything in heaven and on earth, and saved my soul, is the real God. He is the only God I will ever worship. He is the only way to heaven. God, hear this prayer. All the children of God in the world know the only chance we have against them is to connect with God in prayer. O God, show them thy strength as you showed the entire world. You saved 8 souls when you drowned the entire world in Noah's time. Show the world of evil, unrepentant sinners your incredible military power, as you did the people of Egypt in the days of Moses. You said that all flesh would not be able to survive if you didn't shorten the times. So terrorize the people of Satan with your plague, and destroy all those who are destroying souls and destroying the earth. Do to them as you did to those in Sodom and Gomorrah, and send the plagues you promised. Touch not the oil and the wine, your children. You've given us your eternal life. We are justified to have eternal life through the blood of Jesus. You took away our sins, and we have your life because you live and work in us. Lord, we ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. This is what we must do if we want to be spared from the wrath of God on this earth and spared from an eternity in both hell and the lake of fire. Pray to God so that he will either save the people of the world or destroy them. The Lord told me he will do it soon. No doubt the Roman Empire and all their puppets will stand trial before God for their many sins, especially blasphemy on the day of judgment. God will repay those who hate him to their face, to destroy them. He will not be slack to him that hateth him. He will repay him to his face. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 10. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 3 through 8 states, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day.
In other words, that's just meaning that God has plenty of time. Your little life is so short, and mine, that we'll be up there before him in nothing flat. You know, I was 1 year old, I remember it very well, and all of a sudden here I am 71 years old. It's here, you know, old age happened. It's here right now. Rest easy, Tony. Old age is here. It's here. And it's going to happen to you. And soon you're going to be up before the Lord. And then it's going to be too late. It just happens in a twinkling of an eye. Okay? And so, everyone, if you could just remember your roots. Remember whether you can look in the mirror now and remember it or think about it. Everybody, we're all just a bunch of former fetuses. Amen?
Amen.
Who are you to raise your voice up against the Lord, God, the creator of all things? You little former fetus, you. All right? Get right with the Lord. I see that our time is up, and, you know, you're going to go out and meet the Lord, and hopefully you'll get saved, because it might happen tonight.
Say to the Lord, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father God, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Father God, Holy Spirit, wash all my former filthy sins in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. Father God, Holy Spirit, you will save my soul, I know, because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away. All who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just praise and thank the Lord. And
get right and get a Bible. Get your nose in there and start looking at God. God is the Word. And the Word of God is Spirit, and it is life to your soul.
Sharon, tell everybody how to receive a copy of program number 51.
Go to alamoministries.com. Email us at taoffice@alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948, Hollywood, California, 90078, or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
5686.
All right, so tomorrow we're going to be doing part 8 of another Pearl Harbor. When is this piece of literature ever going to be over with? This is 8 parts. Well, we'll soon see. But until then, this is Pastor Tony Alamo saying, God bless you all, and praise the Lord. Amen.
Here I am to sing, Swing Down, Sweet Chariot.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, calm and easy. Well, I got a home on the other side.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride.
Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Calm and easy, well, I got a home on the other side.
Well, well, Ezekiel went down in the middle of the field. He saw an angel working on a chariot wheel. Wasn't so particular about the chariot wheel. Just wanted to see how a chariot feels.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, calm and easy. Well, I got a home on the other side.
Well, wanted to lay down his heavy load.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride.
Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, calm and easy. Well, I got a home on the other side. Well, I got a father in the promised land. Ain't gonna stop until I shake his hand. Rock me, Lord, calm and easy. Well, I got a home on the other side.
Why don't you swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride.
Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, calm and easy. Well, I got a home on the other side.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride.
Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, calm and easy. Well, I got a home on the other side.
For generations, many have been blessed by the anointed messages of Pastor Tony Alamo. Help from Christ Ministries is always eager to hear from our viewers. Please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from Christ Ministries at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.